Hello, and this is your Christian News Daily Recap. A former teacher at Vandalia Christian School in North Carolina is accused of using AI and photo editing software to create explicit images of students. Richard Lynn Upright, 56, was arrested on 10 counts of second-degree sexual exploitation of a minor. Investigators say Google flagged a Drive account linked to Upright, leading to the discovery of 111 confirmed images of child sexual abuse material. A judge set his bond at $750,000, noting the emotional nature of the case but grounding the decision in sentencing guidelines. A parent of two students, one currently in Upright's class, addressed the court, expressing fear for his daughter and urging the judge not to release the former teacher. In Pakistan, an interreligious meeting in Lahore brought together Christians and Muslims to pray for peace, particularly regarding border violence between Pakistan and Afghanistan. The gathering, held at the Badshahi Mosque during the seasons of Lent and Ramadan, emphasized shared commitment to peace, fasting, prayer, and charity. Father Asif Sardar, Vicar General of the Archdiocese of Lahore, described the event as a dream witnessing interreligious harmony. Father James Channon, head of the Peace Centre in Lahore, shared with the mosque's Imam Abdul Kabir Azad their joint commitment to deepen relations and pray for stability. This meeting follows a candlelight procession and prayer vigil held by the Catholic community in Lahore, condemning violence and advocating for a ceasefire through dialogue. Further demonstrating efforts to protect religious minorities in Pakistan, a Christian lawmaker, Falbus Christopher, has introduced a bill in the Punjab Assembly to safeguard religious property. The legislation aims to expand protections beyond traditional religious institutions to include properties acquired through government grants, public funds, charity, and foreign donations for minority welfare. International Christian Concern praised the bill as holding great hope for Pakistani Christians, believing it could have a ripple effect across other provinces. Sean Wright, ICC president, stated that meaningful protection for religious minorities should not depend on geography and encouraged nationwide adoption of similar measures. The bill is expected to be debated by the Punjab Assembly this month. In Armenia, Operation Blessing is preparing to aid Iranian refugees fleeing to the Christian-majority nation, especially after news of Khamenei's death sparked celebrations among Iranians living there. Armenia allows visa-free travel for Iranians, making it an escape route from persecution. Samson Mkrtchyan of Operation Blessing stated they have acquired tents and will provide hot meals and medicine at the border for an anticipated new wave of refugees. He noted that Iranian refugees are surprised that Christian organizations are opening their doors to them when Muslim countries have closed theirs. Working with Operation Blessing, the local international church in Yerevan has prepared 147,000 Bibles, planning to distribute them and proclaim the gospel in Iran, which they see as a once-in-a-lifetime calling. Finally, actor Shia LaBeouf became emotional when asked what he would say to Jesus. During an appearance on Channel 5 with Andrew Callahan, LaBeouf responded that he wouldn't say anything, but would kiss his feet. He described himself as a real Catholic. This follows his recent arrest during Mardi Gras, after which he was reportedly seen attending church. LaBeouf has previously spoken openly about his Christian faith, stating that playing a religious character in the 2014 film Fury marked the beginning of his spiritual journey and saved him. Thank you for tuning in.